I'm joined now on the programme by Dharmesh Rajput, who is the programme manager of the Birmingham Indian Film Festival for 2021. Dharmesh, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's great to have you on, and there's some really exciting things woven into the film festival lineup this year. And let's start by sort of sketching out what the festival is, because people listening will probably have heard of it, because it's, I think, quite well established. But it focuses mainly, I think, on independent filmmakers.
That's absolutely correct. So Birmingham Indian Film Festival arrived in the city in 2015, and we've been going from strength to strength since then. And our main focus is to kind of show independent South Asian cinema, because everyone knows about Bollywood, the singing, dancing, kind of long 3-hour films and stuff. But there is a whole other genre of films that come out of India and the Indian subcontinent. Some people call it parallel cinema, independent cinema, art cinema, whatever you want to call it. But it's independent cinema, quite often with a social message, much more easy to see because they're shorter films and they always leave a lasting impact.
So it, I guess also the other thing I was thinking is it kind of adds another layer of diversity, doesn't it, really? Because independent films perhaps allow you to explore a wider range of issues that perhaps some of the more mainstream films get sort of limited to.
Absolutely, yeah. So I think, I mean, some of the mainstream films do cover issues, but they do it in a much more mainstream, accessible way. And these films are still accessible, but they're just made slightly different. It's got that kind of indie feel to it. We've got documentaries in the lineup, short films in the lineup. We've got films online and films in the cinema. So it's quite a big program of really interesting films about all sorts of different subject matters.
Now, I was going to ask you about that because most festivals now, at the moment where we are hybrid, aren't they? That's the word to use.
Right.
So some of this is a mixture of venues using cinema, physical venue, but a lot of this is also online and, you know, accessible via the internet as well.
That's correct. So I think last year when COVID hit, so all we went fully online because we weren't able to do the physical festival, and we've been treading cautiously this year to get back into the cinema with all the safety that we possibly might need, working with all the cinema partners that we've got. And we've got a range of films that are in the cinema. So we're at the Mac in Birmingham, at Everyman, at the Mailbox and Millennium Point. And then we have a number of films that are showing on our own online platform, which is lovelifathome.com.
And I think people have got over their wariness of online things now. I think originally people thought, you know, online things can be a bit sketchy. You know, if it's not on Netflix, it can be a bit rough and ready. But that's absolutely not the case here, is it? This is real high definition stuff.
Yeah, we've had some really good screenings on our platform. Most of the films that we're showing are premieres. If you don't see them on our platform, you may not see them because a lot of these films don't always get the distribution that they need or that they should have. And it might be that Netflix or Amazon might not even pick up on them. So this is your kind of one-time chance to see some of these films. If you see them online, that's great. And not all the films that are online are in the cinema. A couple of them are. So it's a mixed program. And then seeing them on the big screen is a real treat because, as I said, if they don't get picked up and get distribution deals, you may not even see some of these films. And there's some amazing films to see.
And let's talk a little bit about the strands, I think you would call them, within the festival. I guess the kind of the headlines or the themes or the kind of areas that some of the films explore. So you've got some really interesting things here. You've got a strand called Young Rebel, and you've got Save the Planet. There's quite a broad range of different strands. Talk us through some of those.
Absolutely. So Young Rebel is about kind of young people finding their way in the world, doing kind of interesting things. So that's that one. So you've got Kayatam, which is a film about a woman who goes on expedition up a mountain, and she falls for another guy during the expedition, but the elders kind of get a bit angry. The issues of patriarchy and unveil themselves. So she's a young woman finding her own way, but kind of on a mountain trek. So that's quite interesting. We've got The Salt in Our Waters, which is part of our Saving the Planet strand, And that's a film from Bangladesh. So we're kind of marking the 50 years of Bangladesh's independence this year as well. And it's looking at climate change in the scope of Bangladesh today. And you mentioned earlier on, so too desi, too queer. Desi is kind of to be Asian or kind of authentic. And that's a collection of short films that are kind of marking the South Asian LGBTQ plus experience. So we've got short films all kind of giving different aspects of having to come out and being able to come out and being able to be safe in doing so. Because until recently, it was illegal to be gay in India because of certain laws that were only repealed in 2018. So that's a really interesting strand, and I think the issues that South Asian LGBTQ plus people face are similar in India and in the UK, because it's not always easy to be who you are. Those films will be really interesting. People will see other people that hopefully will resonate, the stories will resonate to them. And we're going to have a conversation afterwards with a kind of mental health aspect to it. So there'll be a panel discussion after that screening on the 2nd of July.
Those are some really kind of brave, big topics, which not only, as you mentioned, not only in an Indian context are, I suppose, controversial in some ways, but globally, you know, it's great to see those kind of topics and those issues creatively explored in this way, you know, and freshly as well, not just, you know, in tried and tested ways. I was struck by, I was reading through the program just before, there were a couple of titles that struck me and I just thought, this sounds fascinating. You know, if you read this in the TV guide, you'd think, wow, I've got to see that. So there's a couple, you can probably help me out with some of the pronunciations of these, but there's one called Mara Papa Superhero. My Father's Superhero, which the description of is fantastic. It says, tells the story of a 9-year-old Gujarati girl's struggle to convince the world that her father is a superhero. I mean, that's a great premise.
It is a great premise. It's a great film. It will leave you gasping at times, but there's a real interesting journey in the film for the girl and their parents. So I won't give anything away there. But yeah, there is a moment when you're like, oh my God. there's a big oh my God moment in there when I watch that film. So yeah, and I'm really excited about that, because I'm Gujarati myself. To get a Gujarati film into the festival has been an aim for the last 5 years, and we found one that we really liked and were able to put into the festival. So we're excited about that.
The other one that caught my eye was one called I'll Meet You There, which I think screens on the 2nd of July, and a Muslim cop in Chicago is forced to question where his loyalties truly lie when his orthodox estranged father, Baba, unexpectedly visits from Pakistan. Again, you know, the premise is fantastic.
I think what's really interesting about this is it's a kind of a really modern take on being Muslim and being in America. And I think we see so many stereotypes going on. And this is a fresh, real kind of experience of living in America, being Muslim, and also then kind of somebody comes back from the homelands and brings their, so there's that clash of cultures where someone's trying to be be Muslim in an American world now, and then being confronted by someone who's elder and may not appreciate or agree with the way that some people live. So there's a whole kind of clash of cultures there that they kind of have to navigate around.
I think what's great as well, and you've touched on this already, is that most, I think, of the cinema screenings that are part of the festival are accompanied by conversations, question and answers, those kind of things. And that, I think, helps people perhaps explore the context, particularly if they're coming to this kind of new.
Absolutely. Being a hybrid festival this year, knowing that we weren't going to be able to get many of our directors and perform and actors coming into the UK from India or the subcontinent, what we've done is for most of the films, we have an online Q&A, which you can see at the lovelifathome.com website. But for some of the films, we've tried to organise Q&As with people who live in the city. So that they can talk about the film, and it gives an opportunity to not just watch a film and then go home, but to watch a film and then have a conversation with other people in the audience about some of the issues that they may have seen in the film. And I should say, actually, our closing night film on Sunday, the 4th of July, is Flight, which is a BBC film that was made in the early 90s. And some of those issues still are around today. So it's a woman who has a boyfriend. She's Hindu. He's Muslim. Parents don't agree with it. So she runs away. And it's the kind of plight of young Asian women when they have to go into secret refuges and how they have to cope with that. And then their past comes catches up with them. So it's a really interesting film. And we have the star of the film, Mina Anwar, who you may know from Thin Blue Line and all sorts of other TV programs. She'll be coming to the Q&A in Birmingham. And hopefully with a director and a few other talent from the film as well. So we'll be able to have a conversation about that. And what's really interesting about that, it's a British Asian film. So it's we're having a spotlight on films that have been made in the UK by and for British Asian talent, telling the kind of British Asian experience. So I think that's really fascinating, especially when we got at a time when we're talking about diversity in the media. And you know whether there's enough programming for South Asian people in the UK.
Now you've got a number of legends, I think it's fair to say, lined up. But you've also got Pam Cullen lined up in conversation, who I guess fans of Indian film will know has been I think in Indian film for over 50 years.
Yeah, so she's been involved in the industry for a very long time. Is very well respected. And has met some of the greatest people within Indian cinema. So she's kind of met with Satyajit Ray, Raj Kapoor, and she's kind of reminiscing about her life and kind of experience with the film industry. And she's speaking to Nasreen Munir Kabir, who some people may remember did an amazing Bollywood series on Channel 4 on early Saturday mornings. I think that was in the 90s or maybe even the 80s. So that's kind of two greats in Indian cinema talking to each other and reminiscing. So I think there's some great stories that you'll be able to hear from that.
So folks that are listening and perhaps don't know their way around Indian, South Asian film, the festival is a great opportunity, isn't it, to sort of open a door, really, and give people a taster and a flavour of the diversity of it, really. What would you say, what advice would you give to listeners in terms of how they start?
I suppose the easiest thing is to get onto the website, birminghamindianfilmfestival.co.uk, and look at the programme. So we've laid it out by film and by calendar, so you can have a look at the films and see if there's anything that you like the sound of, and then just delve in and watch. So you can look at the stuff that's online, because you don't even have to leave your house. You can just log on to and get an account and then watch some of the films there. Or if you feel brave enough and want to come out to the cinema, that would be really great. We have, as I said, we're working with the COVID security and protocols of each of the cinemas to make sure that they're safe. And you can watch the films at the cinemas there. I should say, actually, on Saturday, the 3rd of July, we're showing a film called Mughli Azam at Millennium Point. And this is an absolute classic film from the 60s, which is made in black and white. But there's a one song sequence in the film that, because colour was just coming in to Indian cinema at the time, and it was very expensive to film in colour. So they just filmed one song sequence, which is an elaborate dance sequence set in a palace of mirrors, and they've done that one song in color. And this is your only chance to see this film on a big screen, and you can't get a bigger screen than the screen at Millennium Point. So it's a great opportunity to see an absolute classic film from the 60s on a giant screen at Millennium Point, a one-time only opportunity.
I think that is one of many highlights, isn't it, across the festival program. We should say that folks listening might wonder kind of about the language aspect in terms of, you know, lots of different films being filmed in different languages, but I think all of the films that are part of the festival have English subtitles. Is that right?
Absolutely.
So very accessible and very lively and creative. Just to remind folks listening, the festival, the Birmingham Indian Film Festival, is on until the 4th of July. And Dharmesh, just remind us of that website that people need to go to again.
If you go to birminghamindianfilmfestival.co.uk, that'll give you all the programmes. We're also on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, so you can find us in any of those spaces. And we look forward to seeing your listeners at our screenings, even if they're at home watching online.
It's been great to talk to you, and I think I should congratulate you on such a diverse and creative programme for this year, and we look forward to the festival in the following years. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you so much, James.